Hello guys, welcome once again to another amazing episode on Journey Stories with YK. My name is Yinka, as you already know, I am still your favorite host. I hope you are on seatbelt because this is going to be a long ride.
Hi everyone, wow, the finale of Journey Stories with YK. I am so excited, wow. You know, Journey Stories with YK has its own journey. Somebody shout wow. Guys, you know me, Yinka, your unusual host. Well, we're rounding off with season one of Journey Stories with YK, and I am super duper cooper, if there's a word like that, excited and grateful to God for the finale of this amazing podcast. I promise you, this is so unscripted. Like, I'm not seeing things like the way they are coming to my mind. You know, the Bible says that, do not worry for what you will speak in that hour, about what you will speak in that hour. For at that hour, it is not you that will be speaking. Who will be speaking through you? The Holy Spirit, says the Lord. So I am not even scripting out these things. They are just coming out from my mouth. I am so grateful to God. That's why this episode is the finale slash appreciation episode, because I really, really, really have so much thanksgiving to do. First and foremost to God, and second to you guys. I mean, you currently even saving up some time and data. Trust me, listening to me right now, I owe you so many thanks. Thank you so much for your patience. If you have been following up from episode 1, from Zionich down to Eskies, episode 2, down to Faith Mark, down to Paul, episode 4, down to Precious Mark, down to Ochuko Newton, down to Sultan, down to the bonus episode. You know, if you have been following up, I really, really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much. So yeah, I already proposed it. I mean, the Holy Spirit placed it in my heart to share my own journey story. Well, Yinka, who is Yinka? Yinka is a person who the Lord has shown mercy. You know, I'm a person who live in a broken home currently. My dad and my mom are separated. You know how devastating that might have been, living for 11 years, over a decade, with someone who is not supposedly your mom, your stepmom, you know. But you know, in all of those turbulences and the terrible circumstances, you know, the Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. He also said in Romans 8 that those who he has called, the same he has chosen, right? He has predestined. So the child who God has predestined for greatness, you know, like my church, Global Impact Church, will say, I am what? Destined for greatness. Nobody can change it. The Bible says in the book of Revelations, Jesus himself said it, that I have the power to open a door and no one can shut it. And also a power to shut a door and no one can open, you know. I'm a person who went to boarding school, JSS 1 to SS 3, and when I was done, I was with my stepmom and my dad then sometime in 2019 something happened, you know, a conflict happened between my dad and my mom, and then my mom decided, you know, I was staying with my mom and my stepmom and my dad for like over a decade, right, from 2008 up to 2019, right? And my mom came on of a sudden, you know, God intended, right? And, you know, brought us out. You know, the Bible says, God said to Abraham, get out of thy house. Get out of thy place to a place that I will show you. Basically, something, it replicated in my life, right? In 2019, that similarly also happened where my mom came, and then she took us, you know what, I want to get out. She was like, I want to have my children back, you know. I want them to stay with me and all of that stuff. And then that happened peradventure. And, you know, ever since then, we got locked into Global Impact Church by and through my mom. You know, all of those things were pretty obvious now. You know, my hindsight is now telling me that God really wanted all of those stuff to happen. and that happened in 2019. You know, I became born again. I was baptized by the Spirit in Global Impact Church, and something unusual happened to me at that point in 2019. I began to love Jesus like never before. My life, you know, Bible says that, you know, do not be conformed by the things of the world, but by the renewing of your mind. So my mind began to renew. And then the things that were not old, the Bible also says that all things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Things became anew, and I begin to see that indeed God is good. I love you guys so much. I love my audience, my listeners. I love you all so much for your patience, your love, your support. Those who supported in monetary value, those who supported with kindness, those who supported with support. You know, there are several kinds of support, and I'm really appreciative and grateful to God and to you guys. I'm grateful first after God, my family, because my family, you know, they have been with me through the thick and the thin, and my friends, my loved ones, you know, amazing people. A big shout out to Global Impact Church, because something happened January 1st. My pastor, Pastor Yemi Davids, sponsored the podcast. And I really, really want to give special shout out to Sheun Oshibeson. She is the second lead pastor of Grace Men. That woman has been so good since I met her. And I also want to thank S Keys for honoring my request, my invitation for episode 2. And all down to episode 9, Rachel Lashes Samuel. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Faith. Thank you, Precious Paul. Thank you, Patrick Newton. Thank you. Thank you, Sultan. Thank you. Thank you, my bestie, Swiss. Thank you, Swiss, for that bonus amazing episode on relationship stories. Thank you so much, everyone. I have a special thank you for my Aboki. Aboki, thank you so much. You have been my top one. If there's a thing like that, you have been the top listener. You have listened to every episode. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. I love you guys so much. I love you, Mom. I love you, my brothers, Aboki, Mercy. Who are those who also listen so much? There is one, Omonola. Omonola. Thank you so much. I've been listening. I'm calling out specific names because I take notes. And there are those that maybe I might have not seen, that I might have not called, but trust me, this is for you. The fact that you're listening to this right now, it is for you. And my prayer for us is that God Almighty will watch, keep, preserve, and beyond 2024, right? Beyond 2024, it will keep you, make his face to shine upon you. Your household will be blossoming and blossoming and blossoming. Your household will never run dry in terms of financial abundance, prosperity, health. Everyone under the sound of my voice currently battling with sickness, you will not take that sickness to 2024. And if you are listening to this in 2024, you will not take that sickness down to the next month that you are currently listening on. God bless you so much, guys. I just want this to be 10 minutes, so I don't waste your time. Yinka is Shodia Ola Yinka Moses. I am March 20th. If you want to give me birthday gift, it is in 3 months' time from now. Yeah, I love you guys so much. I don't know what's going to happen in season 2. It might still be Journey Stories, it might not be. But let's see where the Holy Spirit takes us to. I love you guys. Never forget. Always remember, Jesus is more than enough for you. Bye.